let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Dr. Ish Major, for the last 3 years, has been named to the prestigious list of America's top psychiatrists, recognized by the International Association of Healthcare Professionals as one of the leading physicians in the world, spending over 15 years demystifying the male psyche, helping men and women navigate their way through the dating jungle, specializing in women, children, and families, and all things dating, mating, and relating. And he's had his hands full using all of those skills as host and therapist on WeTV's hit series Marriage Boot Camp Family Edition, as four famously dysfunctional celebrity families come together under one roof to heal their damaged relationships. The season finale, Friday, December 20th, 9 Eastern Pacific. Frequent guest on The Doctors, resident expert on Today, and now battling one of the most devastating epidemics our country has ever faced, the opiate crisis, with multiple detox clinics throughout the Southeast. And Dr. Ish Major is with us on This Week in America. Doctor, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Hey, Rick, it's good to be here, man. Thank you so much for having me.
You know, for fans, this really has been an intense season. You're on the front line dealing firsthand with the drama. What's this season been like for you? I said had your hands full. I think you and Dr. V both probably had your hands full this season.
Yeah, well, you hit it off in the intro. They are famously dysfunctional, right? And that dysfunction is magnified to the 100th degree because these folks are so famous. Corey Feldman, we've known since he was 3 years old.
Yes.
Aaron Carter, we've known since he was 8 or 9 years old. And so that's a lot of years of dysfunction piled on top of money, piled on top of fame, piled on top of attention, piled on top of all this different enabling that's really hard to reverse. And that's what we're seeing in the house.
Well, it's interesting. You mentioned the fame, the money, the power, all of this. And we tend to think, okay, they can deal with these other issues on the side. They've got everything. They lived almost a perfect life. This really, and I think we see this on the program, these emotions really hold them back, don't they?
Well, they really do. And in a lot of ways, it's a double-edged sword, right? Would we all love to have that, to have the means and have that money and have the, sure, it'd be cool. But it means you're living in a fishbowl. There's a trade-off. It's a double-edged sword. You can't get all the good and not get some of the bad with it. So they've got a million people watching every time they step outside their door. And, oh, by the way, I need these million people to like me because this is the way I eat. This is the way I break bread. And so that's going to color everything I do, everything I think and feel and say, and who I think and feel and say all those things to. And so it's really, really hard.
You know, that's fascinating because as you're watching, you're thinking, are these people doing it because they're really seeking help, or this is another television gig, or a combination of both?
You know what, Rick? I think coming through the door, because they're so jaded, because the industry is the industry, right?
Yes.
And some of the things, some of the icky stories you've heard, well, those, they're icky stories because the icky things did happen. So what they're coming to, what we see, what Dr. V and I and Judge Turl and I see on the show is that for the first day or two, they're trying to figure out how real is this? How much do they care about me? How much do they only want to do a TV show? And after that third day, we always see them buy in because they know, oh, wow, they actually care about helping me. Wait, you mean you don't? There's nothing you need me to do or say? I don't have to throw a drink or have a test? No, you don't need to do any of those things. You need to do the therapy program that this show is designed around. And in that program, we will get everything else we need for the show. But your job is to show up and be open and honest and lean into the therapy. And you know who did that best this season? Aaron Carter. Him and Jane, his mom, they showed up. They rolled up their sleeves. They aired all their dirty laundry in the first 48 hours. And they made the biggest growth because they were willing to be so transparent.
Well, what's that like for you as therapist when you actually see, wait a minute, I'm getting through to these people and they will walk out of here quite possibly different people?
Well, it's a cool thing. It means we did our job.
Yes.
Because it matters to us. It matters to me that you come in and you do this thing a little bit better. It matters to me that you don't walk here out of here out each other's throats. It matters to me that you walk out of here 10 days later different from when you came in, because otherwise I'm not doing my job for you. Now, sometimes they take giant leaps And sometimes I take baby steps. But either way, I will take it because progress is progress no matter how you measure it.
Dr. Ish Major with us on the program, co-host therapist on WeTV's Marriage Bootcamp Family Edition, season finale, December 20th, 9 Eastern Pacific. The finale, I know you can't give a lot away, but what are we going to see in broad strokes? These families decide to stay together or to leave apart. We'll be shocked at some of the results in the finale.
Yeah, I think you will, Rick, because every season we've always got one or two families or one or two couples where everybody in the building knows what they should do.
Yes.
And it is just glaringly obvious. And then they show up and they do the opposite. We're like, well, what just happened? So, you know, with Corey, the big question is, can he get his ego out of the way and have a relationship with his brother? With Aaron, can you forgive your mom for how she mismanaged your money, right? Alexis and Penelope, Alexis, are you going to continue to carry around that blame for your mom for the things that she did as a woman that negatively affected you as a teenager? And Laura Govan, hey, your dad didn't protect you in one of the worst ways possible. Are you going to let him off the hook? Or are you going to keep holding him to the fire for that? So they've got some big questions to answer. And yeah, they're big time celebrities, but wow, how many families have these same issues, you know?
Well, that's interesting as you're watching, and one of the main themes is facing the truth, and I'll ask you with the celebrities and then sort of incorporate all of us. How important is facing the truth? Is that sort of the foundation of being emotionally stable, of being happy in life, is to face the truth?
Well, that's everything. That's everything, right? Because we all want to get the thing we need in life, right? Which is that connection. It's that love. It's that support. And so the way to do that, how cool is it if you can show up and be all of who you are and be truthful about who you are and not only have people accept you for it, but they love you for it. And so that's why it's so critical. We all want to be seen. We all want to be heard. We all want to be accepted. We all want to be loved. But we all want to share it in as true a way as possible, as authentic a way as possible. I don't want to have to be fake to get it because, well, that's just a job now, and I can't keep that up. But if we can be truthful about who we are and accept each other and love each other for it, well, now we got something, Rick.
You know, you said something interesting. I got about 2 minutes left in the program. Things that we can learn, besides being entertaining, but we watch and we go, boy, that person, they're dealing with these issues. When we think about it, these are issues we all have to deal with, aren't they?
They really are. Right. The celebrities have it bigger and bolder, but we all have it on a certain degree. We all have communication issues. We all have trust issues. When it comes to family, we've all been disappointed by a family member who we felt didn't do what they were supposed to in that situation. And that disappointment leads to anger and disgust and maybe even contempt. And in this time of year, dread. Oh, God, now I got to see them at Christmas.
Yes. Yes.
Right.
Yes.
And so that's. Right. It's things we all got to learn how to deal with and how to work our way through. And if you can find a way, you can find some common ground, a common thread, find something to like about this person. And really, when it comes to family, realize that just because they're family, don't forget that they're people, too. And they've got their own demons that they're trying to slay. And in knowing that, that can let you have some empathy. And that empathy can lead to some understanding. And that understanding can lead to you wanting to be around each other for an extended period of time and doing this thing that we call family.
And I guess the big difference is my family's problems aren't on page 6. So basically, it's a little notoriety is the big difference between us and them.
Exactly. Right. And so I don't have to recruit an army of folks to be on my side and tell me that I'm right and you're wrong because that's not how I eat. But it's how I live and it's how I love. So it's just as important whether it's on page 1 or whether it's on page 6. We've still got to have it because family's forever.
Well, in relationship issues, running out of time here, but if you go to Dr. Ish's website, which is drishmajor.com, a lot of great information on there on how to start relationships off on a better foot and find a relationship in 2020. Dr. Ish Major with us on the program, host, therapist, WeTV's Marriage Bootcamp Family Edition, season finale, December 20th, 9 Eastern Pacific. Doctor, thank you so much for being with us on the program.
Rick, it was a pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. You're listening to This Week in America, back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.